The Department of Water and Sanitation is under fire for wasteful expenditure running into billions of rands. Minister Gugile Nkwinti has told Parliament that his department is struggling to cope with constraints within the budget. Reports say that under the watch of Nomvula Mokonyane, she was the minister, she's now the communications minister, the department cannot account for between 6.5 and 8 billion rand. On the line is department spokesperson Sputnik Ratau. Good afternoon, Sputnik. Welcome to the Madeira Report.
Good afternoon, Ray White, and thanks for your time.
That's a lot of money, Sputnik. What happened?
Well, Ray, I think if you look at what Minister was saying, part of what he was saying was that there is the issue that he has established, that sometimes there was spending of money whereas there was no project or program that fully outlines exactly how that money would be spent. But on another level as well, that he was a bit concerned that some of the money that is coming through the department is mainly meant for the department to be a conduit that takes the money through to especially the municipalities through different grants, where the department cannot be able to account for how that money gets to be spent once it is out of its hands. And therefore, that is another concern that he was looking at.
You see, it actually worries me because we're seeing today that unaccounted expenditure in local municipalities is up by 75%. So I'm joining the dots here. If you have a look at what you've just told me, so no one's keeping an eye on what's going out of your department. That's going to local municipalities and no one's watching what's happening there. That's not a good picture.
It isn't a good picture, and I think that is exactly the point that Minister was raising, to say that picture needs to be re-looked at. And I think when we look at, as well, going back about a week when the department was at the portfolio committee, where the members of parliament and the minister were in agreement that there needs to be a re-look at whether that kind of system is actually working well, and that there must be a discussion together with National Treasury and other relevant departments to see whether how the issue of the grants is structured is the best way for the fiscus to be accommodated and spent.
But why were there no accounting practices? Because surely if you are going to be using 6.5 billion rand, someone's got to write that down somewhere.
Yes, it is written down, but what I think is coming out, Ray, is that once it is gone out as a grant, you are then not in a point, you are not able as a Department of Water and Sanitation to keep control and strictly look at how Ray White in his municipality is actually spending that money as to whether it is according to how you have given it out. And that is why sometimes you find that some of the money that gets into some of these entities is used for even to pay for salaries, whereas there should be projects and programs that are being paid for.
But surely, okay, so you're saying it goes to a certain level. The grant goes out, stops, and you say goodbye to the money. I mean, let's be honest about this, Sputnik. Who should be held accountable here? Should it be the municipalities or your department?
That is the difficulty, where we as a department are then held accountable. We are supposed to account to the AG and the National Treasury, and ultimately in terms of the fiscus, that's what we are supposed to do. But in essence, we do not have control about the expenditure elsewhere. So on that basis, yes, there would be that kind of difficulty for us. But also looking at our own internal issues, that there are also checks and controls that we need to actually raise a bar around in terms of how we also spend the money that we then get left with.
Yeah. What projects are now being affected? Because we've had various reports from Northwest, from Limpopo, from other provinces, saying that projects are not going ahead. How big is that picture?
Well, the decision has been that, you know, in terms of new projects, those would need to be kept on hold. But in terms of projects that are already underway, those will need to go ahead. And Minister has made a point to say, especially the three projects that he's looking at, one is the Giani Water Project, that needs to go ahead. The raising of the Glen William Dam is another one that he's looking at, that it needs to go ahead in the Western Cape, because that project has already started. It is at a certain level. And as well as looking at the issue of Mzimvubu, that we know has got a huge impact in order to be able to provide water, especially for some of the industrial areas in the Eastern Cape.
That's very concerning. Water and Sanitation Department spokesperson Sputnik Ratal, thanks for your time on the Midday Report. Some of your SMSs talking about this. Isn't it so comforting, Ray, to know that our country is run by such intelligent, capable, honourable people? I think the word honourable jumps out at me, because throughout the Midday Report today, we've been speaking about billions and billions of rands just going missing. Keep your SMSs coming. 31702, 31567.